got to start from deep in their end of the field, and Garrison Hurst takes advantage of it. He takes the handle, gets to his right, gets to the 20. He's at the 30. Needs to cut in. He comes back up the right sideline. Breaks a guard tackle. Comes down to the 30. He's down to the 20. He's down to the 10. He's down to the 5. He's in the end zone. Touchdown. Touchdown. 96-yard run from scrimmage. Garrison Hurst breaking tackle after tackle. Sweeps down the sideline. Throws off bodies like clothes after a marathon.
Young, back to throw. In trouble, he's going to be sacked. No, gets away. He runs, gets away again. Goes to the 40, gets away again. To the 35, cuts back at the 30, to the 20, the 50, the 10. He died. Touchdown, 49ers.
Third down, Alex takes the snap. Alex looking down in post, and it's good.
Second down, Ryan takes the snap, throws the slant to the left side. It's Russell, intercepted! The 49ers pick it, and Navarro Bowman, his redemption! Navarro Bowman running it all the way for the touchdown! No greater redemption!
San Francisco 49ers, we can do whatever we want.
Click, click, boom! What's going on, faithfuls? It's your boy Mike from the Nothing But Niners crew, and guys, it is a fantastic, wonderful Wednesday here. Early morning Wednesday. Good morning to all of you East Coasters. Good evening to all of you West Coasters, or should I say good night. Guys, it is 9 p.m. on the West Coast, 12 a.m. midnight here on the East Coast. It is officially the 13th. 13 is an unlucky number, but guess how many viewers we have right now at this very moment. You guessed it, 13. I believe in these things, man. It's all full circle. It's all coming together. Our quarterback, Brock Purdy. Also, number 13, today's the day, guys. We are less than 16 hours away from the official calendar, the 2024 NFL season being here, 4 p.m. tomorrow. Also, the unveiling of the brand new show, bam, the Breezy and Mike show. All right, let's get to these questions, man. Let's have some fun, all right? Y'all load them up. Let's go. Let's get it. DJ Malone says, howdy, Mike. How are you and the family doing? We are well, much better, much better. Seeing as you got Melissa to try the Oreo sour cream combo, are you able to get her to try the popcorn noodle flavor pack combo? Opinion on our moves in free agency. All right, so she is a very picky popcorn eater. Like, for example, she loves like butter or extra butter or movie theater butter flavor, like anything butter on her popcorn related, like that's her jam, right? I'm a kettle corn guy. Ask her to try kettle corn. It's like asking her to try, I would say Oreos and sour cream, but she was willing to do that. So I don't know. I guess it's all going to depend on if she's heard of it before, but I'll ask her. Maybe we'll get that going later on. Okay. As far as our opinion so far in free agency, I am a fan of the edge guys that we have brought in so far, YGM and Floyd. And I actually really, really like the move of the interior defensive lineman that we brought in as well. I think the Niners are making those like low key but very important moves right now in free agency. I still believe that there's a hybrid scheme coming in here. Two big, beefy defensive linemen on that line right now. And that's with the future of Eric Armstead being up in the air. We don't know one way or the other whether he's coming or going. But even without him, you got him and Hargrave there now. Oh, man, we're going to be dangerous. We're going to be dangerous. I think some new things are coming. I like it. And then, you know, we've brought in some other guys, but those are the three main ones there. When you go to work, do you take a lunch or eat out? I usually only eat like once a day, Danny. I don't usually get a lunch. I go to work and then on my way home, I'll grab something to eat and that's pretty much it for the day. So I don't know if that counts as lunch or not. I definitely don't take out. I don't usually take food with me because I'm not always guaranteed to be near a microwave. My job requires me to pick up and go sometimes and just be on the road. So trying to sit down and plan a lunch is tough in and of itself. So usually I'm picking up something while I'm on the road. I hate that, by the way. You end up spending hundreds of dollars a month doing that. It's not cool, but, you know, I end up doing it. All right. DJ Malone is back again. He says, what's your opinion on NIL and collegiate sports? I say let the kids get their money. I know that some coaches are scared of it now. Coaches aren't getting the money that they used to, and they're all jumping ship and things like that. But I think they got to go back out there and get it, you know? Can't be afraid. Don't hate on these kids getting theirs. They're the ones putting their bodies on the line. You're safe on the sideline. Let these kids get a little bit of money, man. Secure their futures. The truth of the matter is most of the college kids don't make it to the next level. Even the ones that get a shot are usually rotational guys at best, bench warmers and practice squad players. So I say let the kids get their money in college. Get it while you can. Hopefully they do something wise with it. They invest it the right way. I just hope they're reading those contracts, man. I really, really hope they're reading those contracts because not all contracts are created equal. Do you know any jokes involving French's mustard? No, I'm going to Google this, and man, I really hope I don't regret it. Let's just see what French's mustard jokes are. The good thing is Google has not populated anything, so that's good. All right. 50 hilarious mustard jokes. I'm just going to click it and see what the first one is here. Why did the mustard lose the race between sauces? Because it couldn't catch up. I'm going to read another one. My grandfather says he survived mustard gas and pepper sprays during the war. He's a seasoned veteran. I'm not going to keep doing this. All right. I might have to bookmark this, though. That's funny. I might have to bookmark that. I'm going to leave that one alone. Wouldn't it be hilarious if Aaron Rodgers went to the Minnesota Vikings? You know what's funny is that they love, like, sharing guys amongst that division, man. I just feel like running backs. Remember Adrian Peterson? I don't know. It's just weird. I feel like they love, like, sharing. It's like that division and then the Jets. Like, didn't Brett Favre leave from the Packers to the Vikings and then to the Jets? And then Aaron Rodgers leaves the Packers and goes to the Jets. I don't know. It's weird, man. I don't know what it is about that division and the Jets, but you see Aaron Jones moving around within the division. And I think, was it? Oh, wait, Dalvin Cook, Packers to the Jets, right? Like, I don't know what it is, but hey, man, you know, whatever. Aaron Rodgers is like running for office or some shit like that. So I don't know. I got S tier memes on deck. I don't know what that means. I don't know what that means. Let's see here. Do you think Kyle Juszczyk will be back? No, I don't. And Fluffy, it's not that he's not worthy of it. It's not that he's not good. It's not that I don't even like him. I think Kyle Juszczyk is great. I just don't know that the cost of a fullback in 2024 matches his pay. I don't. I'm sorry. Not without a new deal. Not without a new deal. He would have to, I think, rework what he's got going on. OG Big Mike, rumor is Niners going to make a big move. New league year starts tomorrow. What do you think it is? Devin White, linebacker, Tampa Bay, had a down year over there. They weren't the happiest with him in the building. Young guy looking for another team. And the 49ers may or may not be looking for someone to play on the field in place of Dre Greenlaw. Devin White. I think that would be a big move, a big name to put out there with Fred Warner. People would be talking about that for a while, especially because Aziz is going to Houston. Houston is doing their thing this offseason, bro. Houston is really, really doing their thing. Aziz, then they go out there and they get Danielle Hunter. Like, oh, man, they are loading up on that defensive side of the ball here. All right. What a way to reward your coach, right? You bring in your coach. He does a solid job. Excuse me. Get your team to the postseason. And it's like, hey, what toy do you want? Come on. Like, where do you want to go? Oh, you know that guy? He's a good guy. All right, we got him. But come on, what's the toy that you want? Like, if you could just pick one guy. Oh, that guy. Yeah, we're going to get him too. Two-year deal, $49 million, upwards of $51 million. Wow. what a phenomenal, phenomenal thing for D'Amico Ryans. Really happy for him. Do you think we get Jenkins at free safety and draft one? No, I don't think we. I don't think we make any free agency moves at the safety position other than what we've done. Now, it doesn't mean that we can't. There might be one. That might be the big move that people are thinking about, right? But I think that we should probably just go to the draft. I think we should go to the draft. The Odom move, he's not a on-field or not a defensive playing safety. He's a special teams guy. You even go and look at the news being announced on Twitter today, and the player that was like, yay, let's go, was Tabor Pepper, a fellow special teams guy. So, you know, that's the way I look at it. But, you know, that's it. Guys, keep the questions coming in here. My man Fluffy says, I'm from Pennsauken, New Jersey. What part of Jersey are you from? All right, so I graduated from West Windsor Plainsboro High School while living in Trenton, New Jersey. So I guess Mercer, Middlesex counties would be the two counties that I grew up in. We had friends up in Newark. We had friends in Edison. We even had friends in Hoboken. Definitely had friends down in Trenton, you know, that whole area, Hamilton and Lawrenceville, Cherry Hill, Lakewood. I mean, we had Jersey. It's bigger than you think, but it's also pretty small. So it's easy to know people from all over the place. But yeah, man, Princeton, Plainsboro area. It's where I, like I said, graduated high school from, but I definitely grew up living in Trenton. So it is what it is. Nice little commute, right? All right. So I'm going to look at another couple of these French mustard jokes because I was amused by that. Where do I, where is that question? Is it this one here? Nope. Wasn't that one. This one. Another French or another mustard joke. All right. Let's see what they've got here. You should see the nasty rejection letter I got from Heinz regarding my suggestion of a new condiment mixing relish and mustard. Relish and mustard. It might have been the name, though. Relish and mustard. Relish. Wow. Okay. Don't figure it out loud. I get it. Okay. An American, a Frenchman, and a Russian make a bet about who'll manage to make a cat eat mustard. The American grabs a cat and shoves mustard down his throat. What are you doing? They shout at him. This is violence. The Frenchman put the mustard between two pieces of sausage. The cat eats them. What are you doing? They shout at him. This is deception. The Russian takes the mustard and smears it under the cat's tail. With terrible yells, the cat starts licking it off. Behold, the Russian said, completely willing and singing a song. And I am over the mustard jokes already. All right, let's see what else we got here. What's going on, Mike? He said, I did it, Mike. Your boy is out here getting it. Started a new business that is booming. Made 10K in four. What? Somebody out there give that man a round of applause. Now, that's what I'm talking about, baby. Let's go. There you go, man. That's what I love to see. I love to hear that, man. I love when I see people doing good, man. Salute to you. It's not a question, but I'll take it anyway, man. What's up, Mike? How you doing? And chat, what did I just walk in on? I was just listen, it's March Madness. Y'all get to ask questions of any kind. All right. One more question for the night. Anybody out there, type it in. I don't care what it's about. It can be personal. It could be about preferences. It could be about sports. Whatever it is, I'm answering one more question on the night. The next person that submits it gets it. All right. I wonder if our girl Melissa is okay. I haven't seen her in here in the last couple of days, and it's not like her to miss the shows. I might have to do a wellness check on her. Hopefully everything is okay with her and the family. Yeah, that relish and mustard joke was crazy. that's not cool. That's not cool. I did like saying that the other one about the seasoned vet, that was funny. That was that was probably a little harsh, but that one was funny, man. My man Mike said he's out there, man. 10K in 4 days, man. I might be in the wrong line of work. I'm out here busting my ass, man. That's good for you, though. I'm happy for you, bro. Very, very happy for you. All right, guys, if there's not going to be another question, I'm going to wrap it up. Oh, here we go, here we go, here we go. Now, that's what I'm talking about. Mike, what is the possibility of us drafting another Brock-type quarterback? Zero. There will be no Brock-type quarterback drafted because nobody knows what that means. However, there will be another quarterback drafted this season. They did re-sign Brandon Allen. That's no competition for Brock Purdy, and I don't think they're looking for competition. They just want to get some guys in the building that are going to go out there and be competent if their number gets called. They're going to be looking for the C.J. Beathard-type guys, but even C.J. Beathard was more athletic and more physically gifted than a guy like Brock Purdy, and that's why I don't think there's going to be another Brock Purdy-type. He didn't have the biggest arm, wasn't the fastest runner, not the tallest guy, you know, doesn't throw with the most velocity or anything like that. He was just a heady guy, right? Like, just period. Like, that's it. Like, just decision-making and accuracy, and that was it. If there were two things that you could pin Brock Purdy, it's the timing and rhythm, the decision-making, accuracy. Like, that's how he works, right? All those guys are going to be gone. The NFL is not going to make this mistake again with having that guy go all the way to Mr. Irrelevant and becoming a starter or possibly a really, really good backup quarterback. A really good backup quarterback. Brock Purdy is a successful Nick Mullins. That's it. No big arm, not a big runner, not the tallest guy, just I understand what the offense is asking me to do, and I'm going to try to deliver on time. Nick Mullins' problem was, if it wasn't there, he went to a little bit of a panic mode. So that's really what it was. Plus, the offense was really young around him, and they were still figuring it out themselves, the skill position players. So that's pretty much what it is, man. And, you know, that's how it works. So I do think that we get another quarterback. The Niners are in need of more. They'll probably draft one. And they will probably likely either sign a really cheap free agent or get an undrafted free agent afterwards. Don't forget, they usually try to bring four quarterbacks into camp. So we'll see what happens. Mike, thanks for the last comment or question of the day. Congrats again on the business. And everybody out there, I'll see y'all soon. Prepare for glory. Anticipate pain. But always, and I do mean always, remain faithful. Talk to y'all soon. See you tomorrow. Peace.
We all gas, no brakes, pumped up, no fakes. We spinning, we winning, we high stakes. We never miss, we all makes. Look at us dudes trying to prove, bringing you news with nothing to lose. Mike, Nick, Tony, Wayne, Method Man, we bring the pain. Hey. See, I'ma confess it. We under the pressure. If you looking to find us, them nothing but Niners.
We nothing but Niners. We nothing but Niners. We nothing.